Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. A Wednesday in which it was announced that Josh Heupel will be the new head football coach for the Volunteers. A six-year contract that will begin at $4 million annually, which puts him kind of right in the middle of where Jeremy Pruitt was. He made 3.85 this past year, but was scheduled to make 4.25 in 2021 before last week's termination announcement. Well, joining us to talk about Josh Heupel is Dave Matter, who does a fantastic job covering Mizzou for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We've had Dave on multiple times before. He really knows his stuff, and of course, Josh Heupel was the offensive coordinator for the Tigers in 2016 and 2017. Dave, how are you today?
Doing well, David. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. All right, you had some tweets earlier today that were pretty eye-popping for a lot of Tennessee fans. And one of the ones, and I'll just kind of read them back to you so you can kind of elaborate if you don't mind, but one of the ones that you mentioned about Josh Heupel is that dealing with the media isn't the favorite part of his job. And as you pointed out, different locales are different around the SEC, and there's certainly a lot more scrutiny in Knoxville than there are other places. How do you see that kind of unfolding?
Yeah, I think that's one of the more interesting things about this hire. And now, first of all, I don't think Danny White would have be putting Josh in this situation if he didn't think he could handle it. Danny knows Josh a lot better than I do because he's been with him there down in Orlando for the last 3 years. But that being said, Josh, he's just not a guy that really – likes to self-promote. He doesn't really care about the spotlight so much. Now, granted, when I covered him, he was the coordinator. He was just there to coach ball. He didn't really care about the PR side of things. And to his credit, that's not why he was there. He was there to organize Missouri's offense, and they set records, with some of the things that he did. But he's just not one of those types that really cares about that kind of stuff. Now, he's not a jerk by any means. I really like Josh. I like dealing with him. I like covering him. He just didn't give you much. He just wasn't going to share a whole lot about himself personally. He didn't want to uncover too much about his offense. He was really good talking about next week's opponent, strengths, weaknesses, strategy, those kind of things. But he just wasn't anyone really that cared about the limelight. And, when you're a head coach in the SEC, that just comes with the territory, especially in a place like Tennessee where there's just so much coverage and so much interest. So that's not to say I think he'll do poorly at that, but it is a little bit of an odd fit, I would say.
And you look at his track record, and, of course, even before Mizzou, he was Sam Bradford's quarterbacks coach the year Bradford won the Heisman. You think about the 17 season with Drew Locke setting an SEC record with 44 touchdown passes. But you also tweeted out that his defenses tend to spend a lot of time on the field. And I guess I kind of poked around and looked at a couple of games. Like, I know the Auburn team in 17 that won the West was really good. And, of course, they beat Alabama and Georgia in November. But one of their most impressive games was going up there and winning, like, 51-14 and controlling the clock. And that one is that kind of a deal where – And I know Malzahn, when Malzahn didn't have good offenses at Auburn, those defenses were on the field a lot. Is that just a case of the up-tempo? If you go three and out, you're putting your defense on the field for a while.
And that happened a lot at Missouri. It was kind of feast or famine. Now, a 30-second drive is great if you're scoring a touchdown, but if you're going three and out really fast and your defense is gassed, that can cause a problem. And that was an issue for Missouri when Josh was there. Barry Odom would get a little frustrated by it sometimes. And I do remember then when they brought in Derek Dooley, who didn't have a great 2 years at Missouri, but his first year was pretty good. Everyone was really pleased with the difference there. They adjusted the tempo based on the game situations more so and played a little bit more complementary football between the offense and the defense. That was a stark contrast to Josh's style, who was just, pedal to the floor at all times. And that worked for them more than it worked against them. But when they did come up against, the better defenses on their schedule, the Georgias, the Auburn, they played a game at LSU and they were just kind of outclassed in talent. It worked against them sometimes. But, after being a head coach for 3 years at UCF and running his own offense, he may have adjusted. The time of possession numbers aren't as drastic at UCF as they were at Missouri, but it's just part of the game that he doesn't care about as much as he does just scoring points.
Dave, I think a whole lot of our listeners want to know how Josh Heupel will do as a recruiter. I mean, he walks into a program that obviously has some NCAA potholes thanks to Jeremy Pruitt. You think about how Alabama and Georgia are just rocking and rolling in recruiting. And even past his days at Mizzou, when he goes down to UCF, I'm not expecting UCF to be a top 25 recruiting team, but they were kind of stuck in the 60s and 70s in those 24/7 composite rankings during his entire time there. And he was actually slightly lower than Scott Frost. And when you think about it, Scott Frost was trying to sell, I mean, he inherited a winless program. Heupel inherited a team that went 13-0 and never signed a top 600 guy in his last three classes, which I thought was unique. If you look at his 2 years at Mizzou, how was he viewed as a recruiter? Were there some stellar players that were directly attached to him?
You know, his main job was bringing in quarterbacks, and it was probably more missed than hit. They had a few committed, or they lost a few. They got a few receivers that turned out okay, others not so much. He just wasn't really long enough to have much of a track record. I don't really recall him having one designated area where he recruited. They did more positional recruiting back when he was working for Odom there. So, yeah, I think that's a concern, or at least, you know, you've just based on the track record, you got to be concerned about that. I think the best thing he can do for recruiting is to have a really good offense and have it be attractive to wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks who want to play in that system. And, you know, just based on what he did at Missouri in such a short amount of time, he took a completely broken 2015 offense. I mean, it was a historically bad offense. And a year later, it was one of the better ones in the SEC. Drew Locke went from being just completely battered and beaten up as a true freshman and looked overwhelmed. And 1 year working with Heupel, you know, he was one of the more prolific quarterbacks in the SEC. And the next year, he broke the SEC touchdown passing record. So he can. I do think he's a guy that can quickly turn a program into a potent offensive team. And I think the hope then would be that would be the main sales pitch to any recruits out there.
You're listening to Dave Matter. Does a great job covering Mizzou with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Of course, Josh Heupel, the new Tennessee coach, was Missouri's offensive coordinator in the 16 and 17 seasons. Dave, taking everything into account, I mean, this is a program that just made a hire in late January. Like I said, they're walking into NCAA landmines. You've worked with them for a couple of years. If you just put the SEC hat on or college football hat on, all in all, do you like this hire?
I like the offensive upside to bringing him in. I think that will make Tennessee competitive right away. And I don't think you measure this job or his upside based on, well, can he beat Alabama? Can he beat Georgia? I think Tennessee's got to worry about beating, you know, Kentucky, Missouri, and those teams kind of in the middle class of the SEC first before they can start, you know, thinking about closing that gap on Georgia. People might not want to hear that, but outside of Tennessee, I think that's the view of the program. I think having a competent offense that can be really good in certain matchups is probably the quickest way to get that done, and Josh can deliver that. Now, long-term, can he bring in the recruits? Can he have a system in place? Having a sound defense is going to be really critical for him. Then I think if you get all those pieces in place, then you can start thinking about being more competitive for the East and catching up with Georgia and Florida. But in the short term, I do think, you know, he brings some good elements just as far as having an offense. In today's game, you need offense, and he's a guy that can do that.
You mentioned that Heupel's not probably – I should not expect him to be the world's most entertaining in press conferences, and that's fine. That's not what he's hired to do. Eli Drinkwitz, what was he like to cover this past season?
Eli did enjoy that spotlight. He likes having fun with the media, and a lot of times it's at our expense. I mean, you're never safe without the thought of getting zinged by Eli for a question that he doesn't like or he thinks is silly or whatever it is, for the background in your Zoom, for the shirt you're wearing. I mean, it's all sort of a game with him that I think he sort of gets arise out of. You know, when he goes on Feinbaum's show or he goes on any of the national shows, you know, he's very much at ease and enjoys that part of the job because I think he sees it as his chance to sell himself, sell his personality, and sell Mizzou, you know, to a wider audience. And I've enjoyed covering him. You got to be on your toes because, you know, he really does actually pay attention to the questions you ask. I think he likes that give and take. Sometimes it's a little combative, but that's okay. It makes the job interesting covering a guy like that. So very different kind of personality as far as media goes than what you get with the Josh Heupel, who like I said, he's not a bad guy at all. I never had a bad moment or instance with him at all. He's very likable. But, you know, in that role as a coordinator, he was there for one reason, and he wasn't really there to sell himself or let his guard down and share too much. You know, talking about his past at Oklahoma was kind of off limits with him. He just didn't want to go there. And that was fine. We respected that and just tried to, you know, get to know him as a coach. And you know, he didn't have a lot there to share, but that's just kind of who he is, I think.
All right, I got to ask you one hoops question before we close. I mean, I saw the footage of because I think you tweeted it out too of Konzo Martin in Thompson Bowling the other day, walking off the floor and into the tunnel, and just the raw emotion that he showed. It was obviously a huge win, and I know that this is a strange question to ask you after a loss, but last night's game was incredibly entertaining down at Auburn, went back and forth. Mizzou to me looks like the second best, and I know it's everybody's chasing Alabama. Everybody's three back of Alabama at least, but I really like Mizzou as far as a team in March. I mean, they're older, and if they can hit their threes, which is obviously something you want to ask of everybody in March, but how much do you like this team, especially something that could maybe advance a second weekend in NCAA play?
Yeah, they have their flaws, and some of those were exposed last night at Auburn. I think a lot of teams are going to struggle with Auburn now that Sharif Cooper is eligible. But when they're at their best, this team is really good. And we saw it in that Tennessee game where they were able to play that hard-nosed style of defense that Konzo Martin's teams are known for. But he's got them playing at a faster pace now, too. They were able to open up and transition. They hit some threes for one of the first times all year. They have really steady veterans who have been in close games. They've suffered their share of losses. They know what that's like. They don't want to have those again. And they just manage the games pretty well in the ones they've won. And they've won a lot more than they've lost this year. So this is his best team. There's no doubt about that. His first team at Missouri was pretty good and had some talent, but I think this is his best pure team. You know, they can get prone to some offensive drought, but more often than not, you know, they're playing pretty well. And that Tennessee game, that win was big. It was big for him personally, and he would never really share that publicly. But winning in Knoxville meant a lot to him. I think you just saw the release of emotion from him as he walked back to that locker room, a place he's so familiar with. But I think he also, that was about his team too, because they got over the hump and beat a ranked team on the road, a top 10 team, and that meant a lot for Missouri because it's been a long time.
You can follow him on Twitter at Dave_Matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. He does a fantastic job covering Mizzou for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and has been doing it for years. He's really good at what he does. Dave, thank you so much for sharing your insight on Josh Heupel, having worked with him for a couple of years. We really appreciate you joining us here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
All righty. Dave Matter does a great job. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.